You want more money, right? Well, there's a straightforward way to get it. Invest simply.
Ah, Janet Bodner joins us now, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance. Hello, Janet Bodner.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very excited because apparently you hold the key to my wealth.
we'll try.
All right, so we need to invest simply. What does that mean?
Okay, a couple three rules. This is, by the way, the cover story in the November issue of Kiplinger's because people are so afraid of investing in the stock market, so we're trying to give them a simple strategy that they can get their heads around. Rule number one, buy on a schedule, and that means you just invest regularly on a schedule. You can do this if you've got a 401k plan or another employer-sponsored plan, or you can set up a plan like this on your own if you have your own IRA. You know, the technical term is dollar-cost averaging, and it just means that you invest the same amount of money each month, and you average out over time the amount of shares that you're actually buying in a mutual fund or in a stock, and it's something you don't have to think about, and over time it actually pays off, and it's easy.
Okay, so once we decided we can put in a certain amount of money per month, how do we figure out where that money should go?
Again, theme is simple investing. First option would be to go with something like an index fund. And everybody's got some of these, I'll bet, in their retirement plans. And this is a fund that holds a representative sample of stocks or bonds that's part of a particular index. It could be the Standard & Poor's 500, which is a big stock index. It could be the total stock market. It could be just small stocks. But in any case, it holds a particular index. It doesn't try to get a better return than that. It just tries to get the index return. And if you get the index return, the market return, you're probably going to do better than most actively managed mutual funds over time. And they also, these index funds have very little expense ratios, meaning they don't charge you a lot of money for investing your money. So that every dollar that goes in, most of that is, almost all of it actually, is going to actually go toward your investments and not paying off the people who run the fund.
Janet, last 20 seconds. How often should we revisit how our investments are divvied up?
I think every year or so is okay if you're a normal, regular investor. If you're a very active investor, you may want to do it every 6 months or so. But once a year is enough, and you need to have a plan. You need to know how much of your money you want to go to retirement, how much you want to go to other purposes. And the other purposes, of course, will be safe money in banks, bank accounts, things like that, the retirement money perhaps in the stock market. But you want to maintain that mix. And just look at your funds and your stocks every year or so, see if that's where you want to continue keeping your money, and then make any adjustments you need to make.
All right, very good. Thanks, Janet.
Oh, my pleasure.
Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance.